Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It is a terrific Tuesday, October 11th, 2016. You have tuned in to Couch Conversations. This show is an outreach of Blessed and Know It Ministries, virtual ministry for virtually everybody. Always available to you via our website. Check us out on social media, Google+, Vine, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We are there, reminding you that your life is worth living and living out loud. I'm your host, Rev J, and I am excited that you guys have tuned in today. Our whole fall season has been focused on FOIL doesn't work. FOIL doesn't work. FOIL, first, outside, inside, last. When we start to address those issues that are outside of us first, and we neglect those issues that are on the inside of us, we will never have the lasting change that we desire in our heart. We must start doing our introspection. We must start with that person in the mirror. We must get to the root of us before we start to branch out and do some other things. So I'm excited that you tuned in because this has been great. The feedback that we're getting is great. We feel excited about this program. We know that it's making a difference. So we encourage you to keep tuning in every Tuesday and Thursday morning, live at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you follow us on social media, you know what we're saying. This week we're talking about the courage to face you, the courage to just be alone with you. I know, people are like, I'm lonely, I'm alone, I'm isolated, I don't know what to do. Okay. First step, get you back. What does that mean? It means we can sit here and chase degrees. We can chase accolades. We can chase praise. And all that sounds good and may feel and fulfill your ego-centric needs. But the reality is, that's not you. You've got to get back to that time in your life where you had joy. Not just happiness, not something temporary, something internal that brought you joy. So for a lot of us, we're going to have to sit with just ourselves. No headphones, no mood music, none of that. No distractions of life, no kids, no spouses, no jobs. Take your lunch break, about 30 minutes to an hour, and just sit with yourself and think about the last time you had some good joy. Think about the last thing that you did that brought you joy, not the date you went on, not the new shoes that someone bought you, none of that. What was the last time that you had joy from something you did? See, that's the thing about life. We get hectic, we get busy, we get overworked, we want to multitask, doing all this other stuff, and then we look up and the clock is gone 5 years, 10 years, 15 years down the line, and we're stressed out, overworked, depressed, upset, all these addictions and all this other stuff, because we're not fulfilling ourselves. There are things that you are meant to do, your gifts, your talents, all of that. You're meant to give unto the world, give unto the earth at this time, give unto your neighborhood and your community. But right now, you've got to get back to what brings you joy, because if you're not balancing your work life and your self-work, then guess what's going to happen? You're going to be that one popping all them 42 pills to get up out of bed and 32 to get back into bed because your body is responding to what you're putting it through. And if you're not balancing that or seeking after those things that bring you joy in the midst of becoming the best you there ever was, then how can you really expect to have any balance? How can you expect to have peace? How can you expect to bring your best you to the table at the business meeting? You cannot. You will not. It will not happen. It can happen, and it definitely is possible, but you have to put in the conscious effort, the conscious work. You know, I don't even know the last time I played spades. I don't even know the last time I was roller skating and rollerblade. I don't know the last time I did that. Get back to that. I don't have time for all that. I don't have time for something. I got a schedule. I got goals. I got dreams. I got life. We all have those things. And if you don't seek to find the balance in your life, something will come along and fill your plate all the way up. And then you'll have no room for that because you haven't made the room. This is a perfect day to start sliding off some of those things that we label as responsibilities, but they're really just time fillers. And when someone offers you H-E-L-P, and I know that's such a bad four-letter word, but when they offer to help you, to take some of that responsibility off your plate, it's okay to allow someone to help you. I'm not sure with this idea of everyone has to be Superman, everyone has to be Superwoman, and do everything for everybody else except for ourselves, and never allow people in to our inner circle and allow them to help us. It is okay to reach out and accept, not offer, but to accept the help that has been offered unto you. Why? Because reality is we all need somebody at some point in our lives to help us get to the next level. Because if you're the only one carrying the load, guess what? Your back is going to break soon. Your will is going to break. You're going to get this hard exterior about yourself. I don't need no one. I don't need anything. And that's not exactly true. Because if you were an island by yourself, you would still need someone to come to help you out. You would still need some sort of resource that someone else has. If it's just time, if it's just attention, if it's just knowledge, if it's just encouragement, please take that, because it will lead to something bigger and better and greater. Life doesn't send you more than you can carry. It does not. We are just so busy carrying everything for everybody else that we are overworked, and by the time the stuff for us gets on our plate, we can't even accept it because there's no room. We've occupied ourselves with taking care of this and taking care of that, and it's just called busy work. It's not even productive work. What did you really get done last week? What did you produce last week? See, it's not productive. It's busy, and there's a difference. And so when we start to get back to ourselves and get in tune with ourselves and balance ourselves with the things that bring us joy, do the stuff that brings us joy, we'll find out that, wait a minute, I do have internal joy. You know what? Playing spades once a month, twice a month, every Friday is not going to kill me, but it may actually help me, because over the game of spades, I can make a business connection. Over the game of spades, I can just release some stuff that I've been carrying around. Over the game of spades, may come a meeting of the mind, surrounding yourself with people who know other things than what you know, so you're not the smartest person in the group, because together, everyone achieves more. But when I isolate myself, I'm saying, oh, no, I can't let anyone in right now. I'm in this cocoon state. I'm becoming a butterfly. When I cocoon myself at the wrong season, then I'm going to come out not whole. Now, there's a season for everything. There's a time for everything. There's that, all that. We get it. And we may be doing the right process at the wrong season. And when we come out, we're confused and we don't understand. And if you're the quote-unquote smartest one in your group and you coming out of your cocoon and it's winter, you might not be as smart as you thought you were. Now, yes, there are times when we will have to cocoon ourselves. There are times when we have to isolate ourselves. There are times when you have to protect your feelings and your goals and your dreams. There is a season for that. And that season comes right before you have to emerge as something the world was not ready for, something you didn't know you could become. But again, if you come out at the wrong season, we don't really see butterflies in the snow for a reason. It's not their season. What are they going to eat? What are they going to live off of? How are they going to take care of themselves? How are they going to provide for their family? See, it's the wrong season. So we could be doing the right thing during the wrong season because we haven't taken the time to enjoy the things of life, to find joy in the things of life, to appreciate the help that has been offered to us, to appreciate the hand out, because we see it as something negative to rely on another human being. But at the end of the day, we're all in this together. We are interconnected and interwoven with certain people for a reason and a season and a time and a purpose. And if we continue to push that help away, when we really, 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 really need it, when our back is against the wall and we really could use help, no one's going to come. Not because you cried wolf and they always came, but because you chose to push them away, because you thought in your own human mind that you could handle it all by yourself. And the reality is you're not equipped to handle everything by yourself. It's just not set up that way. You don't have supersonic power. You do have some superpowers that you haven't tapped into, but that right there, because you're still in the human state, you need to realize your human limitations. And the fact that you may need help or assistance getting to that next level is not a bad thing. It doesn't mean you're defeated just because you need assistance. It doesn't mean that you're less than because someone helped you get to where you were or get to where you need to be. It doesn't mean that. What it does mean is that you realize I am limited. This person has what I need to help me. I'm going to accept this help. And pretty soon, as you accept the help, you realize that something within you can help someone else. And then you have something to give to someone else because you didn't overload yourself being busy and not being productive. Because, again, there is a difference. We can fill up 24 hours. Oh, no problem. All day, every day. Keep all your social media up to date. Keep all the TV stations on. Be on the internet surfing. Next thing you know, time has passed and stuff hasn't gotten done. Or go help everybody else on their assignment and then realize, oh, I only have an hour to turn in my own paper. Oh, you've been busy, but you haven't been productive. And then you start to get what? That fight or flight, the adrenaline starts to kick in, you start to beat yourself up, here comes the negative self-talk. Oh, you did it again. Oh, you didn't do right. But I tried. I gave 100%. Yeah, you gave 100%. 90% to everybody else and 10% to yourself. Not sure how you feel about that, but that looks like you shortchanged yourself. And if we're teaching other people how to treat us by how we interact with ourselves, then guess what? Other people are going to shortchange you too, because if you're not a priority to yourself, why would I make you a priority to me? If your business, your goals aren't a priority to you, then why are you crying on someone else's shoulder? Because it's not a priority to them either. But when you say, you know what, let me start the foundation, and the foundation is I have to figure out what brings me joy. I've got to get my joy back. I've got to seek a work-life balance. I've got to tap into my inner child. I've got to tap into that. And I'm not sure why it's childlike to have joy and happiness, but that's a whole other episode. But I've got to tap into that person again. What is it that brings you that joy, that makes you laugh and giggle and just forget about the cares of the world? For your lunch break today, I promise you, if you just spend 30 minutes with yourself in for real silence, where you can just really focus on Y-O-U, where you are listening to your heartbeat within yourself, as you listen to the breaths that you take, the answers will come to you. And then you can start making action based on the answers that you receive. You can start taking action in your life to get your joy back, so you can get your balance back, so as you go forward, you are still balanced. Who drives a car with three tires? No one. Why? Because it's off balance. It won't work. There'll be sparks. There'll be fire. There'll be something going wrong because the car is built and set up to have balance on four tires. That's the same way you're living your life. There has to be some sort of balance if you really anticipate going forward and getting to that destination that you have on your vision board, getting to that destination on your life goals. If you really anticipate getting there safely, you might want to get four tires on your life. Get back to the things that remind you, hey, so this life that I'm living can be fun too. It doesn't have to be all work. It doesn't have to be so serious. Sometimes I just need to breathe. I just need to let some stuff go. You entertain that notion, you'll find that the things that you're thinking about and the actions you're taking will bring you more joy, will bring you more peace. So when stuff does come up, you don't have to be the angry chick in a room. You don't have to be the angry dude in a room looking all in your face, have people misreading you because you've got that ugly, stank face on in a situation that doesn't call for it. But because you overworked yourself and you're tired all the time and the responsibilities of life have beat up, you haven't balanced that out within yourself, then what's going to happen? Oh, you're going to put off some stuff, some vibe, some energy that may not be authentically who you needed to be in that moment. So the goal for today, last time I'm going to say, 30 minutes, take 30 minutes in silence. Get to you and ask yourself, reflect on what you've done before in your past that has brought you joy, and then set up some steps to get to do that activity, those things, and watch what happens to your face and the reaction of people around you as you bring more joy to the table. Okay? All right. Remember, foil doesn't work. Stop working on all that exterior and not addressing your interior. Your interior is waiting for you to get it in line, to get it in balance, and to maintain some sort of homeostasis about yourself. All right, you guys have a terrific Tuesday. This is Rev J signing off. I'll talk to you guys on Thursday. Have a good one. Bye-bye.